This is Joe Rogan, and you are listening to I Got Your Six podcast with Dr. J.R. Bell, and now news and review.
Hey, this is Dr. J.R. Bell, your hood professor, Demetrius, your Gupta, your all-around best friend, your professoral, the one and only, going to be talking to you about something that's going on. This is your news in review, the one and only news in review for the week, for the weekend edition of the 18th and the 19th. Wanted to tell you about what's going on in the news about the fighting that's going on over there in the Middle East and around the world, just so that you will know. Got to keep you up and coming in the news, as well as what you need to know. To tell you about what's going on, I wanted to let you know the weather around the world is being pretty good. The global warming, it's heating up. Yeah, the planet's heating up. Scientists are saying that due to what we are utilizing around the world, it's doing its massive thing. Also in the news, to tell you about what's going on. It says right here in the news, breaking news, Congolese army said the shootout in Kinshasa Sunday was a failed failed coup, adding that the perpetrator had been arrested. Also, the top story that's been going on right now, that's been around the world right now, happening, that was reported at 2:58 a.m. local time, my time, over there in Gaza, in the Middle East, there's been an airstrike that killed 20 people in central Gaza, and the fighting rages on as Israel leaders air warfare in the leaders air for war division, meaning that the IDF, standing for the Israeli Defense Forces, has been fighting. And they're saying that they are still massive, and there are talks about doing a ceasefire. And the Israeli Defense Forces are like, yeah, we are doing talks. Here's the thing with that's been going on. So let's say the top officers in the Israeli Defense Force are saying, yes, we're still raging on, we're still going. But the top leaders are saying we're in talks and stuff, and it's not looking like it's going to end. That's what's going on over there. Also, Trump urges gun owners to vote, call himself the best friend to the NRA. Well, here's the thing. Now, this is something that a lot of y'all probably don't know or hasn't found out, that the NRA is an organization that is predominantly National Rifle Association, they're a big lobbyist. They are a big Republican backed force, a lot of people say. Reality is they are a Republican / Democrat force. See, a lot of NRA members are not just, people think that if you are an NRA, that you're a Republican. Not necessarily. NRA is Democrat, Republican, Independent, Liberal, Conservative, and political, left, right. It doesn't matter. You're an NRA member, you're an NRA member. Because I know a lot of people that are Democrat that are members of the NRA. See, the National Rifle Association is a big-time corporate, big-time company, because it's a corporation company. They are really big, and they have a big buying power when it comes to lobbyists. They have lots of money to spend on getting their agenda to be heard. Yes, and that's something that they are really trying to let people know about what's going on in the world. Yes. Yes. And it says, and this is something that they said. Now, also, it also says that, let me look at, they said that President Biden speaks to Morehouse graduates after season of campus unrest over Gaza. Morehouse College is a predominantly black and brown university. Yeah, Morehouse is one of the big players. They're black and brown. university. They're talking and stuff, and stuff that's going on. Also, we also learned that so far that Trump's hush money trial and what to watch for as it wraps up, because right now the Trump's lawyers are now going around, are talking and talks and everything. Also, Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu faces growing pressure over Gaza plan from his own war cabinet. I mean, his members are not supporting him when it comes to doing the things that he are doing. They're having this issue where they are going, you need to stop doing this. Also, Texas, power outage maps, several storm leaves over 360,000 home businesses without power. Yes, and also WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange faces pivotal moment in a long fight to stay out of U.S. court. Yes, he's still overseas in jail. The U.S. still wants him to come to jail to face trial. Also, Sean Diddy Combs can't be prosecuted over 2016 video, LADA says. Here's why. It's because the statute of limitation has ran out on that video. And that is the reason why. Donald Trump fires up supporters at the NRA annual U.S. gathering. That's when I was talking about how the NRA, yes, he's supported, saying that y'all need to support me and stuff. Yes. Also, universities continue to grapple with the pro-Palestinian protest over the pro-Palestinian protest over what's going on. And they're saying that ahead of graduation ceremonies, They're going around saying that they want people to understand that this is something that you need to look at. Also, the balance of power is vulnerable to Democrats. Look to a differential themselves from the unpopular Joseph R. Biden. A lot of Democrats are trying to not make themselves. We're not with President Biden. We're with our own selves trying to be different. And that's a problem now because they have this inner fighting. It's like, you get a bunch of kids together and these are my crayons. No, they're my crayons. And there's this inner fighting. And that's what's going on that. So that you will know what's going on there. Also, this is something that's been going on with Vox. Vox.com reports that the marriage rate is falling faster and faster. More and more people are not getting married. Some people are just saying, we'll just live together. And everything, and then we'll just, you know, we don't need a piece of paper to say we love each other. A lot of Hollywood actors, A-list actors, and B-list actors are not getting married. They just live together. Here's a good one. Susan Sarandon, her and her boyfriend, they've been together for so long, you consider them married. That's how long they've been together. They just stay together. Tempest Bledsoe from The Cosby Show and the one that played Ron on A Different World, them two have been together for so long, they're not even married, and they've been together for so long, they say, why get married when we can just live a normal life? And they've done that. Also, Elon Musk reversal layoffs, rehire, supercharges team members. Yes, he was doing this massive layoff, then he decided, let me rehire you. But here's the catch. If I rehire you, guess what happens? Your seniority drops. On that one right there. That happens right there with the seniority. It drops. Did you also know that the U.S. stock market is fluctuating for this coming week? Stock market's going to be, they're looking at the analysts because coming tomorrow morning, the stock market, they're going to be checking in the morning when the stocks hit the market today. They're going to see how this week's going to go. The unemployment rate in certain states have dropped. In some states, the unemployment rate went up real high. The reason why in certain states the unemployment has dropped because the cost of living drops. Also, the Mercedes-Benz plant in Alabama voted not to go union. That's a pivotal moment for the UAW and the Teamsters, which is they didn't get their stronghold into the Mercedes-Benz plant. So now it's back to the drawing board because Mercedes probably gave all the employees a great package deal, told them, don't go union, we'll take care of you, we'll do this for you, here, we'll give you more money, boom, 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 we'll do this for you. And now they didn't get that. A teacher from the Wall Street Journal, a teacher did all he could to keep his kids off his phone. He's quitting in frustration. A lot of teachers are quitting because students are getting on their phone or like there was one video that posted went viral of a teacher, of a student in the middle of class just gets up and walks out. Just walks out of the classroom. Teachers can't do anything. Here's the thing that I never understood. You got a person who plays basketball or a person who plays football who makes more money than an average school teacher or doctor. Now, doctors make good money, but doctors don't see that kind of money than you think. Oh, let me give you an analogy. Okay, let's say I want to be a doctor or I want to be a lawyer. Allow me to tell you how this works in the when it comes to legalities in business. Okay, I go to school to be a doctor. I go to med school. After I went to med school, I graduated from medical school. Now I gotta go and find a hospital. Any hospital, it doesn't matter what hospital it is in the United States, any hospital that's looking for students, looking for doctors. So I say I go to a hospital in, say, New Orleans, like Tulane Hospital. Tulane's a big university hospital, Tulane, or Vanderbilt University Hospital, Medical Hospital. I go there. Now I'm a doctor. I'm a doctor. I graduated from med school. Now I go there, and what I have to do is I have to get trained to be a doctor. See, yes, I graduated from med school. I have all the medical training of being a doctor. Now I gotta get the OJT, on the job training. That's what OJT means. If you ever hear that word, you don't know students, means on the job training. So now I gotta get on the job training from a doctor. Now, while I'm there getting my training as a doctor, I don't get paid. You don't get paid. The same thing as a lawyer. Same thing with lawyers. Lawyers graduate from law school and stuff. Now they go to any practice, any law firm that's looking for lawyers, and they got to submit their resume and stuff. And I was top of my class. I did this. I did that. And then they'll hire you. And then you work for them for nothing. You don't get paid. Reason being is because you have to make partner in order to make money. And see, when you make partner in a law firm, you got to be able to bring in revenue in order to make partner at a law firm. And as a doctor, you got to get a specialty. See, you got to go in and you work and stuff, and then you got to find your specialty, something that you're working for. Yes. And you got to find that something that's going to work for you and make you money. And once you find your specialty and everything, and then you got to go and see if the hospital you work at is hired. Now, the hospital will say, I have one opening, and you'll have like 30 doctors for that one opening. And let's say they got six fields where they need a doctor in. Now you have to actually work to get that spot. And the best doctor gets that spot. Now, if you, let's say you have an accident and you killed someone, that goes on your record. Yes, a lot of people don't know. The hospital with the best medical program have killed a bunch of people. Like there was this hospital that did the leading heart hospital in America, they say, in the Midwest, the leading heart hospital in America. Reason why is because they learn from mistakes. Because they learning by learning. Because there was this one, I saw this thing where this one doctor who was doing an experimental trial of this particular medicine. And medicine was killing people. Because what they did was, clinical trials, when they hear the word clinical trials and stuff like that, for y'all who don't know, a lot of my students need to know this. Clinical trial is like this. They get 10 people. Okay? Out of the 10 people, 5 will get the medicine, and 5 will get a placebo. You don't know which one's getting the medicine and which one's getting the placebo. And that's something that doctors need to look at. And that's something that's going to kind of understand this. So now you understand about certain things. So like a lot of people always say, well, and there's a lot of doctors that are here in America are foreign doctors. Reason being, they come over here to America. They get the medical training from the school. They graduate, and then they go get at a hospital, and they work. And when they're done, working, like some of these doctors, they're done working and stuff and got all their medical training. They got everything they're done. They've done everything they could. And here's what they do. They tend to normally do this. When they get done, they'll pack up, leave after they finish their residency, because they'll do like a 4-year residency, 4 to 8 year residency. After they finish their residency, they will turn around and they will go back home to their country of origin and open up a clinic or work at the hospitals over there. Reason being, because they're bringing all this new technology and new medical stuff to that hospital to better improve their communities. Same thing around here. There's a lot of doctors, there's some doctors that are called GP, general practitioner doctors. Now, and a lot of places, like especially with the U.S. military, United States military, dealing especially with the Veterans Administration, the VA, they are now utilizing nurse practitioners for their doctors, for doctors at the VA clinics and hospitals. A lot of VA clinics and hospitals are using the nurse practitioners. Those are nurses that got their PhD in medicine, PhD in nursing. So now they can do everything a doctor can do, but can't dispense meds. So they have to, they can write up a script, but then they got to get the doctor to oversee and say yes or no when it comes to medicine. Something, things like that, that you need to understand and know about when it comes to things like that. And that's something that it's a variety of things that you need to know. Also, in this wonderful week that we're going to be talking about on the weekend, a lot of movies are coming out and stuff, in the movies and stuff. If you haven't noticed, a lot of movies are coming out, because here's what happens when a director makes. Now, a lot of Hollywood used to be able to make a movie in 2 to 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 8 weeks. Some of them are 6 weeks. Some of them are like 10 weeks. Some of them like 2 to 3 months, 4 months. Or 5 months when they make a movie. Now, because of one producer and studio owner, Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry has created a dynasty of where he has manipulated the market to the point to where he can make a movie in 1 week, when others can make it in 2 to 3 months, 4 months. 5 months movie, he can get it done in 1 week, maybe 2 weeks at most, and cutting cost. See, that's the thing. What they're doing is now Hollywood is now getting, a lot of directors now are doing this thing called cost. So basically what they're doing is, like, here's the thing, like directors and stuff will say, like Tyler Perry says, when actors work for Tyler Perry, I need this done in 1 week. I need this movie done in 1 week or 2 weeks. And basically what they're doing, a lot of times they'll have, you know, like all this extra stuff on the cutting room floor. In Tyler Perry movies, there's none that are on the cutting room floor. I mean, he got to the point to where he made it down to a science of cutting cost to make movies. And by cutting costs, like, he can make a movie for, like, say, like Tyler Perry did a movie for $5 million. A good movie, blockbuster, $5 million. And then he's expecting to rake in, then he says, $5 million, I want to rake in at least $20 million. I want to rake in at least $10 million. If he rakes in $10 million, that means he made a $5 million profit. Because a lot of times they'll say, because what they're doing is the cost of the equipment, the man hour, and the man hour of employees that work behind the scenes and on the scenes, and as well as actors, includes all that in there, combined all that, and then he says $5 million, and that added up to about $5 million. So now he made $5 million extra. That's a bad week for him, but he still made a profit of $5 million. So he got back what he used. So a lot of these Hollywood A-listers are now looking that. That's how they make their money and how profits are made for them. So now you have to look at it like that and go, okay, so that's how they do things. And now, so now you know, movies nowadays are being made shorter time, shorter length of time. Instead of the 2 weeks, instead of 3 to 4 months, and stuff like that. Nope. They're usually are being made in 2 weeks, a week, and everything. Some are being made less, you know, and some of them are recycling. Some of them are recycling movies and stuff like that. So that's how a lot of Hollywood stars are doing stuff like that too, as well, because of the things they're doing. And they're going to be doing all that they could to get everything done. So now you understand them. That's how a lot of these A-listers are getting things done. So now you know about what's going on in Hollywood and stuff like that. Now you know about how movies are made. Yes. Granted, yes, your favorite stars are doing all these wonderful things and everything and all this stuff. Now you know. So now you know about how the A-list stars are doing everything. So we have this wonderful thing, and everyone knows this is the way things are. Welcome to the greatest things in the world. Welcome to Hollywood. And that's how they do it. Hey, this is your hood professor, Dr. J.R. Bell, the Ametris. I will talk to you later. Catch you in the next podcast. Welcome. For all those who have been listening to my podcast, congratulations. I thank you. I appreciate you. You are the greatest. Welcome. I'll catch you later.
Joe Rogan here. Thanks for tuning in to I Got Your Six podcast, where we've got your back on all things insightful, inspiring, and empowering. Remember, no matter the challenges you face, you're never alone. Stay strong, stay resilient, and always remember, we've got your six. Until next time, take care and keep making a positive impact in the world.